Yuli's Gold is a new film by Victor Nunez, starring Peter Fonda. It was a surprise hit at this year's Sundance Film Festival, where audiences were wowed by Fonda's performance. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Like most people, I got my first strong impression of Peter Fonda from Easy Rider. There's a scene in that movie when the two drug-lugging bikers, played by Fonda and Dennis Hopper, spend the night at a hippie commune. As they leave the next day, Fonda turns to the commune leader and solemnly says, "You're doing your own thing in your own time, man. You should be proud." It was this kind of line, fatuous and flatly delivered, that fixed Fonda's image in the public mind. Seemingly caught in a counterculture time warp, he spent years being the third most famous member of his family, then slipped to fourth when his daughter Bridget hit the screen. Yet American life is filled with comebacks, and Fonda has his in Yuli's Gold, a fine new movie that is itself about a kind of redemption. He plays Yuli Jackson, a beekeeper in the Florida Panhandle, who believes in living one's life as one makes honey, slowly and carefully, according to time-honored rules. But modern life has a way of breaking the rules, and Yuli is forced to raise his grandchildren because his son's in prison and his daughter-in-law is hooked on drugs. In fact, Yuli isn't much of a father or grandfather. Righteous, emotionally remote, his pace is slow as a sleepwalker's. He's most concerned with harvesting his Tupelo honey, whose incomparable mellifluousness was immortalized by a Van Morrison song. But when the family is threatened by two small-time crooks, Yuli is forced to come back to life. He rediscovers the survival skills he'd picked up in Vietnam. And more important, he begins to open up to those around him. This is something he's always found hard to do, as you can hear in the scene when his granddaughter asks him about a photo of his old platoon.
"And they're all dead. Every last one. Except for you. All dead."
"That's right.
Have they been bad? Did they deserve to die?"
"No. No, Penny, they did not."
"Why then?"
"Those were good guys. Your grandpa was tricky. Lucky. That's why I made it out."
Yuli's Gold was written and directed by Victor Nunez, who's best known for Gal Youngin and Ruby in Paradise. Working out of Florida, Nunez is one of the rare American filmmakers who doesn't love ordinary people in the abstract, but actually feels genuine reverence for the rhythms and rituals of their lives. Nunez's movies tend to be slow, partly because he lacks the flair for lyricism, but mainly because he believes in stillness. He finds a profound truth in the methodical way that Yuli dons his beekeeper's mask, carefully removes the special honeycomb trays, and then takes the honey home to be heated and jarred. In fact, the movie's action is built around the contrast between the steady, zen-like concentration of the beekeeper's craft and the screeching brutality of modern America with its drugs, guns, and rampant irresponsibility. It's as if Nunez were contrasting the way he himself makes movies, patiently, lovingly, and with concern for humane values, with the loud, ultra-violent impersonality of Hollywood. He's the filmmaker as beekeeper. This theme might strike us as self-congratulatory, were it not for the majestic performance by Fonda, who here finds the role of a lifetime. Fonda has always been a lagging, drawling, low-energy actor, but for once, these qualities work for him. And because we can see time's handwriting upon him, his hair growing gray, his handsomeness weathered, his lankiness slightly rickety, they take on a new and moving resonance. Fonda has said that playing this role has helped him finally make peace with his father Henry, a cold patriarch whose silent self-righteousness he always found crushing. Quiet and virile, but tinged with a grief that can never quite be spoken or healed, Fonda's Yuli is an uneasy writer who does make us think of his father, as well as the aging Clint Eastwood. It's a delectable irony that an actor who made his name as an icon of 60s rebellion should become, in the 90s, a far more convincing symbol of old-fashioned integrity.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.